Hey y'all, and welcome back to Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. Today, we're going to be talking about body image and how it affects your mental health. Now, I know this is a really touchy subject for a lot of people, so I want to start by saying I'm not here to judge you or tell you what's right or wrong. This is just my experience and what has helped me work through some stuff in my own life. So if you've ever felt like you were stuck in a rut or that you were never good enough, or that you always had to be the best, then this episode is for you. We're going to talk about how to learn to love yourself where you are right now. Because no matter what, we all have our own unique journey and path, and that's okay if it's not perfect. So today we're going to cover understanding where those thoughts come from, how to break out of self-sabotaging cycles, and how to start loving yourself for who you are. Loving yourself is not just some cliche saying. It's actually really important. We all have moments when we feel like we don't measure up or we want something different than what we have right now. But those feelings can be really powerful and they can lead us to some really negative thought patterns that keep us from enjoying the present moment. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not where I want to be. And let me tell you a secret. That's not true. You're exactly where you need to be. And that's the whole point of this episode. So often we think of self-love as something that happens at an endpoint, like when we lose weight or get a promotion at work or whatever else it is that we think will make us worthy of being loved. But the truth is that self-love is an ongoing process. It's not a destination. It's a journey. And it starts with understanding where those thoughts came from in the first place. You know, I think that we all have these moments where we look in the mirror and think, oh, why can't I just be perfectly happy with how I look right now? And you know what? Sometimes it's true. Sometimes it is hard to feel good about who you are when you're looking at your reflection. But here's the thing. No one is perfect. And if they tell you that they are, they're lying. So why do we beat ourselves up so much? Why do we feel like our bodies are always failing us? Why do we get so wrapped up in what other people think of us instead of focusing on what makes us happy? Well, I'm going to tell you something that may not be what y'all want to hear. Most of the time, these thoughts come from deep inside and have nothing to do with anyone else except for you and your own thoughts. You see, a lot of times when we're feeling bad about ourselves, it's because of our own thoughts about ourselves that are causing us pain. Not other people or society or whatever we tend to blame for an unhappiness. And if this sounds like something that describes you, then let's give you permission to let that go. You may have heard me say this before, but the way you think about yourself is a learned behavior. It's not something that was just ingrained in you at birth. You learn to hate your body or feel insecure about how you look or feel like you aren't worthy of love because of one thing or another. And usually it's a combination of things that get layered on top of each other as we grow up and people start putting their own insecurities and unhealed trauma onto us. So today we're going to talk about how those layers happen and how we can start peeling them off so that we can move forward with acceptance and love for ourselves. So let's get started with some examples of negative self-talk. I'm so ugly. I hate my hair. I'm not smart enough. Nobody likes me. These are honestly just a few of what many people say to themselves when they feel bad about themselves or their appearance. Now, here's the thing. These thoughts aren't true, but because we've been repeating them over and over again for so long, sometimes since childhood, it can be hard for us to think anything different. I want to talk about how we got here. How did we get to such a place where we feel like our bodies are the enemy, where we see ourselves as less than, where we think that something is wrong with us because we don't fit into some arbitrary definition of beauty? I'm going to propose that a lot of this problem comes from the way we talk about our bodies and self-image. We hear these messages all the time. You need to be thinner. You need to be more muscular. You need to have larger breasts. You need longer legs. And what do these things all have in common? They're all about how your body looks on the outside instead of how you feel on the inside. But what if there was another way? What if instead of telling ourselves that our bodies are flawed because they don't meet someone else's idea of perfection, We find a new way to think about our bodies and how we use them. We're living in a time when more and more people are starting to take control of their bodies by changing the way they think about them. And what we're finding is that when we change our minds, it changes our bodies. There is a way to do this. It's called body acceptance. And it's the idea that you should love your body no matter what shape or size it is. Body acceptance can be hard to come by, especially when we're surrounded by images of what people say are perfect bodies everywhere, from billboards to Instagram ads. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can learn to love yourself regardless of any imperfections you might feel y'all have. What if instead of telling ourselves that our bodies are flawed because they don't meet someone else's idea of perfection, we just choose to love them where they are? When I was a kid, I loved my body. My mom always told me I was beautiful, and I believed her. But then as I got older, things started changing. People around me started saying things like, you can do better, or if only you were thinner, you're not pretty enough, no one's ever going to want you. And slowly but surely, those words worked their way into my head. I started hating the way my thighs rubbed together when I walked. I hated the way my arms jiggled when they hung at my side. I hated that I was so muscular and not skinny enough during my soccer days. I felt like my worth was wrapped up in my body. And one day, I just decided I was done. I was done with the moments I'd missed out on because of what someone else may think of my body. I grew up believing that if you were overweight, you were lazy and unmotivated. And it made me feel like there was something wrong with me. Like I wasn't good enough or smart enough or capable enough to lose weight. When really, that was other people's insecurities being thrown at me. But then one day, after a lifetime of struggling with my body image, I changed how I looked at myself. And I realized my body can do a lot and has done a lot for me. It kept me alive and healthy for 33 years. It's helped me get through some pretty tough times in my life and given me strength when others would have just been too hard to handle. And it has allowed me to take part in so many amazing and beautiful experiences that would have never been possible if not for this amazing vessel that carries around my brain, my heart, and my soul every single day. So now instead of letting others' opinions about my body dictate how I feel about myself, instead of wasting time worrying about whether or not someone thinks it's okay for me to be at the beach or running outside with only a sports bra on or eating a pizza instead of a salad, I do whatever the hell I want. What if we could flip the script on our negative body image and transform it into a positive one? We can do this by changing the language we use when we speak about our bodies. Instead of saying, I hate my thighs, why not say, my thighs are beautiful? Instead of saying, I'm so fat, why not say, my body is big and beautiful? Instead of looking at how far we have to go, let's focus on how far we've already come. I'm a big believer in the power of perspective. I used to be a size 4, but I didn't feel good about myself. My body was always in motion and my mind was always racing. But when I finally slowed down and took stock of my life, I realized that I had never really stopped to consider what my body could do for me and how much it has done for me. When I started looking at things differently, I saw that my body is strong and capable beyond measure. It kept me alive through illness and injury, through pain and discomfort. When others are tired and weak, mine keeps going with purpose. And when I think about it like that, when I start thinking about all the things my body has done to keep me alive, I realize that there's no way anyone could ever tell me not to enjoy an activity because they thought it'd be too hard on me physically or emotionally. Because if my body can handle everything else life throws at me, well then why wouldn't it be able to handle something as simple as wearing a bikini at the beach? First things first though, how do we stop self-sabotage? What is self-sabotage? Self-sabotage is when you go against your best interests. It's when you make choices that don't benefit you or make you feel good enough about yourself. It's when you put yourself in situations that are difficult or painful and then blame other people for them. It can be hard to see the ways that we sabotage ourselves because we're so used to doing it all the time. But if you look closely at your life and ask yourself questions like, why did I choose this? Or what does this situation say about me? Then maybe you'll start seeing some of the answers. I think the best way to stop self-sabotaging is to realize it's not about our body. It's about your mind. And once you can understand that, you can start to get at the root of why you're doing what you're doing. When we're talking about self-sabotage, we tend to focus on the physical act of sabotaging ourselves, like eating too much or not exercising enough or whatever else it might be that we're not doing for ourselves. But really, when we look closely at what's happening in our lives and bodies when we self-sabotage, it's clear that it has less to do with physical action than with what's going on in our minds. What do I mean by this? Well, let's say you go and get a massage because you're feeling tense and stressed all week. You walk out feeling amazing. You feel like you can conquer anything. And then you eat a whole pizza by yourself because someone called you fat on Instagram or whatever it is. What happened? Your body felt great after the massage, but your mind was still stuck on this idea that if someone says something mean about how they perceive your body, the size, the shape, it must be true. So what can we do about it? How can we move past these negative self-talk habits? And how can we make sure our bodies feel good too? I've got some ideas for both for y'all. First, let's talk about that negative self-talk. You know what I mean? We talked about it in the last episode. When you're feeling down and all of a sudden you start saying things like, I'm not good enough, or you don't deserve to be happy. I know this sounds funny, but if you pay attention to your thoughts, you will probably hear a lot of negative self-talk going on in your head. But why is it so important to stop this habit? Well, because it's just not true. You are enough. You deserve happiness. You are worthy of love and respect from yourself and others. And honestly, so much more. You get the picture. You are amazing. But sometimes it feels like we forget how amazing we really are. Second, it's important to remember that all bodies are different. What works for one person won't necessarily work for another person, even if they're both in the same situation. So if you try something and find it doesn't work for your body type or personality or whatever else it is, don't feel bad. Just try something else. And third and finally, please remember, no matter what happens, no matter what your body tells you or what anyone else says, you are important and valuable and worthy of love and respect from yourself and everyone else around you. So how do you start loving yourself where you are at any stage? Well, first of all, I just want to say that I know it's not easy. It's not going to happen overnight, but if you're willing to do the work and put in the time, it will be worth it. The first step is simply just being aware of your feelings. You need to check in with yourself every day and ask yourself, how am I feeling? If you don't know what's going on, how do you expect anyone else to know? When we don't understand our own emotions, it can be really hard for other people to understand them too. So start by taking an honest look at where you are emotionally. The next step is to stop comparing yourself to other people. Y'all, we do it all the time, but we don't have to. It's really hard to avoid comparing ourselves to other people. I mean, I get it. People are everywhere. But the truth is, it's just a reflection of what we feel about ourselves, not what they are actually doing. So if you want to love yourself where you are right now, try and focus on your personal progress instead of comparing yourself to others. Put those blinders on and surround yourself with women who are going to lift you up and sing your song back to you. The next thing that helps me is remembering that everyone has their own journey. Everyone started somewhere different, and everyone has different challenges along the way. Even if someone looks like they've got their life together on Instagram or whatever, doesn't mean that they don't have struggles when they were starting out or that they aren't currently struggling in some way. Remembering that we're all human beings who are just trying our best with what we've got can help us see other people's human beings too, instead of just competition. And when we do that, when we can see that we're all in this together, we can help each other out and we'll all be better for it. I know it's easy to get caught up in the rat race and forget how important it is to take care of yourself and your loved ones. But I hope this episode will remind you of that. I hope it reminds you to take a moment every day and stop and think about what matters most to you and then go do it. Because when you're happy and healthy, you're more likely to achieve your goals. And when we do that together, everyone wins. So don't miss out on all the moments because of your body image. And if you do, don't beat yourself up about it. Just get back to work and start again. Make choices that make you feel good mentally and physically. And give yourself permission to not be perfect. Be gentle to your body. And know that the deeper you start to heal, the more you understand your mind, the more you'll understand your physical body. I hope this episode has been helpful for you today. If it was, please subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss out on any future episodes. If you have any questions or comments for us, or if you just want to share your story, please let us know in the comments below, or you're welcome to email us at info@joethomasempowers.com. In case you haven't heard it today, you are beautiful and loved. Don't forget, empowered voices change the world. Make sure yours is being heard.